Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
All right, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four sound bites for you to listen to. They come from this week's Issues Etc. audio. The game is very simple. It's hardly even a game. It's more of a contest. We play the sound bites. You listen to them. Then you vote which one you think, for your own reasons, should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You may like it. You may dislike it. You may find it insightful. You might find it funny. Your reasons are your own. All we ask is that you listen and you vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Phone callers vote first, and the listener with the best reason will get the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues T-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, bumper sticker, and pen. 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one this week comes from James White on the danger of King James onlyism.
The problem is it absolutely destroys any kind of apologetic defense of the scriptures. A King James onlyist would have nothing to say to someone like Bart Ehrman today, because in many ways they are buying into Bart Ehrman's arguments. One of the things that Ehrman says is if you have any variations whatsoever in your text, it can't be the Word of God. And that's pretty much what the King James onlyist is saying. And so instead of being Bart Ehrman, who becomes an agnostic as a result and ends up being an enemy of the Christian faith, the King James only says, you're right, we can't have any variations whatsoever, so I pick the King James.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Ben Ball on why pastors, those crazy pastors, why they wear vestments on Sunday.
It's because you're hiding yourself and what you've been given to do. A pastor means shepherd. And here is something that's visible. It says, all right, this guy's been put here to shepherd this flock under the good shepherd until the good shepherd appears, or until the good shepherd takes the man and puts him someplace else. And it's even better when the congregation owns the vestments. And as the pastors come and go, you know, the ministry stays. We pastors, we're just replaceable parts. If something happened to me, there'd be another one that'd come along. It's important for us to remember that the pastor, he in himself, is not the thing that's keeping the whole church together. It's Christ and the things that Christ has sent the pastor to do. We are not indispensable.
All right, that's Pastor Ben Ball, why pastors wear vestments. Soundbite number two, should it be the soundbite of the week? Call and vote, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or email your vote to talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. Pastor Jay Ranke, we were talking with him about serving prisoners with the gospel.
If I look at those prisoners and think, why should they be getting God's mercy? I have to finally look in the mirror and say, I don't deserve God's mercy. I am no more deserving of the mercy of God in Jesus Christ than the prisoner sitting in prison. Think of the thief on the cross. Here was a man dying for his sin, and he turned to Jesus, and he saw Jesus praying for his enemies. And he saw Jesus pray, knowing Jesus was innocent, praying for those people. And that thief realized, Jesus is free in a way I've never been before. And not all prisoners certainly are looking for that kind of freedom. But to be able to look at Jesus and say, here's the God who became a man, who prayed for his enemies, that is the freedom that I want, even though I may be suffering the consequences of my sin.
Soundbite number three, should it be the soundbite of the week? Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. MyIE. Get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number 4. It comes from Pastor Will Wheaton on what does it say, what does it confess, when we put the praise band up front Sunday morning?
It confesses that what we're doing is more important than what God wants to give, that what we're up to is the most important thing, that we're the real show, and that what God wants to give has been sidelined. When you walk into a historic church, there's no question that what God is doing and giving is front and center and not being sidelined. It's all about the gifts of God for the people of God.
Well, can't we have the best of both worlds? A good, prominent place for the praise band to set up and do their thing, along with this emphasis that you've described upon Christ's sacrifice for us and how it is delivered to us in the word and sacrament.
No way. You know, our Lord God, he says, I'm a jealous God. He doesn't share his glory with others. And let's be clear, he's not talking about the glory being, you know, what we ascribe to him. His glory is what he wants to give to us. He will not share that with others. That wants to be the front center thing of what God is up to in the divine service. That's why we call it the divine service, because he is the one who in this service is the primary servant, and he wants nothing to get in the way of what he wants to give to his people. Historic Christian architecture and worship allows that to be front and center. No clouding of it with man's stuff.
Okay, that's soundbite number 4, Pastor Will Wheaton, on what it says when we put our praise band up front on Sunday morning. Should it be the soundbite of the week, it's time to vote, and this break will be a great time for you to vote. Either give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Let's go first to Kansas City, where David is listening. Hi, David.
Hi, Pastor Milton. How are you doing?
Very well.
Great. I vote for soundbite number 2. And my reasoning is this, that, you know, Pastor Ball's comment really puts a practical angle on the third article of the Apostles' Creed, that, you know, I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ and come to him, but he has called me by the gospel and so forth. And that is exactly what the pastor does. He is God's agent and means by which God gets his word to us and gives us the forgiveness of our sins publicly and especially in the divine worship.
David, thank you very much. Thanks for listening to Kansas City. So there's a vote for soundbite number 2, Pastor Ben Ball, on the big reason why pastors wear their vestments on Sunday morning. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get top priority in voting. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. This email comes from Paul at Camp Liberty, Iraq. He's voting for soundbite number 4. He says, I was at an LCMS church in Virginia where the cross and altar were at the center of the sanctuary, but the lyrics of the hymns and the praise songs as PowerPoint presentations on a screen to one side, I was totally distracted. We'll have more of his email after this.
The next generation of pastors is more worried about driver's ed and the prom than whether or not they are being called to serve the people of God. Christ Academy is where that all changes. For 2 weeks, high school guys worship, study, and play together and explore their future calling. It's 2 weeks that set a course toward being formed as a servant in Jesus Christ. Christ Academy, June 14 to 27. Registration is open. Call 1-800-481-2155 or visit ctsfw.edu/Christ Academy.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click promote and publicize your congregation to the world.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely upon you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support of Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Diane Young, Sarah Cooper, Tracy Egan, Pastor Mark Manula, Sharon Manula, Michelle Church, David Woodard, Brian Alpohl, Randolph Ernst, and Carol Tarinning Erst. Thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
Plan Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means we need your votes for these soundbites. Which one should be the soundbite of the week? James White on the dangers of King James Onlyism. Pastor Ben Ball on why pastors wear vestments. Pastor Jay Ranke on serving prisoners with the gospel. Or Pastor Will Whedon on what we say when we put our praise band up front on Sunday morning. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. I was reading Paul from Camp Liberty, Iraq. His email says he's voting for soundbite number four. He totally agrees with Pastor Whedon. He says, I was at an LCMS church in Virginia where the cross and altar was at the center of the sanctuary, but the lyrics of the hymns and the praise songs as a PowerPoint presentation on a screen to one side. I was totally distracted. I remembered the discussion of the divine service back in November of 2008. The placement of the praise band as the center of worship is clearly an M form of worship. He means that we had Pastor, it must have been Brian Holly on some months back on the Pastor's Roundtable. And he talked about a W form of worship where God sends down his gifts. We return thanksgiving. God sends down his gifts and we return thanksgiving. It's a form of a W, as opposed to the M, where we send stuff up to God and expect him to return the favor. You're right. That's what's wrong with most of contemporary worship. It's an M rather than a W form of worship. Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana says, my vote goes to Pastor Ranke and his prison ministry comment. I work at Montana State Prison and was able to assist Pastor Ranke with his retreat there. His message was the only Christian message with the true gospel of forgiveness through the work of Christ. It seems that most prison ministry messages are how I can become a better person and behave myself when I get out, or I'm a Christian in prison and suffering for it. Pastor Ranke's message is, we are all sinners and in need of forgiveness through Christ. Prison ministry is unique because you are definitely preaching and teaching to a captive audience. Thank you very much, Jerry, and for your vote out there in Deer Lodge, Montana. Ron in Marysville, Washington says, I'll vote for Will Whedon. That's soundbite number four, I believe. Tough choice this week, once again. Bottom line, we need to focus on Jesus and what he did for us and not let mankind cloud the promise of God. Also, David Lee Roth over Sammy Hagar, hands down. I enjoy Sammy on his own, but not morphed into Van Halen. Thank you very much, Ron. Thanks for listening in Washington. Steve emails us and says, I picked number four because teaching like this has helped us out of the wilderness of American evangelicalism. Thanks be to God for Issues. Thank you, Steve, for listening. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's a vote for soundbite number three, Cindy in Milton, Florida. My vote is for soundbite number three, Pastor Jay Ranke. We're all sinners and need to hear the word of God, especially the gospel. Without the gospel, there is no hope. Thank you for dedicating to spreading Christ crucified to the world. Thank you, Cindy in Florida. A vote for soundbite number four from Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. I vote for soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, on what our worship space confesses. I've thoroughly enjoyed the entire segment, although if I were to have picked out the soundbite from that segment, it would have been from the very end of the conversation where Pastor Will Whedon said, everything that we do in worship confesses something. Our actions confess. And when our actions are not congruent with what we believe, we will soon come to believe what is congruent with our actions. The whole segment was such a blessing. Chalk up one vote for Pastor Whedon. Thank you, Michael, and thanks for the suggestion, too. Anytime you guys want to suggest a soundbite, email us. Mike Woolery in Rockford, Illinois, says, I'm voting for soundbite number four. All four are great. I visited an LCMS church a couple times over the past 3 years and watched the praise band transition slowly from the side of the sanctuary to where it is now, dead center, in front of the altar. It's scary how we're able to move incrementally towards something that we would not necessarily accept outright. I also liked your question about a happy medium when it comes to the praise band. To me, it would be much more palatable if the band was in the balcony or behind the congregation instead of the front displacing the altar. It seems like this is hardly ever done and is rooted in a misunderstanding of why we are in church. You know why the praise band is up front? Because they think they belong up front. Nancy votes for soundbite number 4. Praise bands are truly the wolves in sheep's clothing of today. The popular thinking is that there is no harm, that there's just another way to reach some. In reality, the focus and the message are not on Christ for us, but me for Jesus. Pastor Whedon articulates very clearly and rightly about that and what these things are about. Let's go to the phones, 1-877-623-6943, and talk with Ralph in Kansas. Hi, Ralph.
Yeah, I just was on that number 4. I agree that whether it's praise band or I've sat in a service with a PowerPoint presentation that was offering food vouchers from the grocery store to raise money for the church while the scripture lessons were being read.
Okay, so advertising. Interesting. Interesting. It was sooner or later going to happen that they were going to start selling ad space on the big screen. It's coming to a church near you, by the way. Ralph, thank you very much for listening in Kansas. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois, votes for soundbite number 3. Until we realize that we are no more deserving of God's mercy than those in prison, we don't realize we need mercy. We don't experience true freedom until we understand our sin and God gives us his mercy through Jesus Christ. Thank you very much, Marilyn. Bob in Florida says, soundbite number 3. I could be on the other side of the bars and clanking in the clanking door. I, too, need to hear the gospel, and I'm thankful for Pastor Ranke and all who delivered the good news to those in prison. Bob, thank you. A vote for soundbite number 2 comes from James in Evansville, Illinois. He says, since you didn't include David Shaddy on motherhood, no, we didn't, I'll have to go with Ben Ball, mostly because he said something I'd never thought of before, that the congregation owning the vestments can serve as a reminder of the fact that pastors come and go, but the ministry stays. Jim, thank you very much. This is a vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Will Whedon, from Jake in St. Paul, Minnesota. I know that when I've gone to these revival-type services with the praise band in our Lutheran churches, I've often found it difficult to focus on God's word and on the forgiveness of sins and that I have in Jesus Christ, because the whole point of the praise service seems to be about how I respond to God as opposed to God coming to me through his word and sacraments. It reminds me of one of my favorite Issues, Etc. mantras. It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Jake, thank you very much. A vote for number 3 in Michigan from John. He says, I'd like to vote for soundbite number 3 because it reminds me of, while the old evil foe may delight in attempting to use God's gifts of music, worship, and his word to divide us, ultimately we are all sinners in need of forgiveness. And he says, speaking of divisions, we can all agree that Van Halen was better with either Roth or Hagar than Gary Cherone. Yes, we all can unite around that. A vote for soundbite number 4 comes from Elaine in Winnipeg, Manitoba, got ahead of myself. She says it's a toss-up between 3 and 4, but she goes with 4. It's troubling to see the church moving this direction and what we do, not what God does for us. People need assurances and a clear distinction between law and gospel. Thank you very much, Elaine. And then there's a vote from Karen in Riverton, Wyoming, for soundbite number 4. Our time does not permit us to read her comments. And David in Pennsylvania also votes for soundbite number 4. Edie in Morristown, Tennessee says, I second my husband's pick for soundbite number 4. Praise bands make him break out into sweats. I wouldn't want to see that. And I really want an Issues Etc. mug. You guys are great. You can have a mug, Edie. I'm happy to send it to you. We'll send you the whole LPR package along with Bob in Florida. We're going to send out 2. Bob in Florida and Edie in Morristown, Tennessee. Email us, please, with your mailing address, and we will send you out the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who played and voted for the winner this week and all of the votes that we have. The winner is soundbite number 4, Pastor Will Whedon. What do we confess when we put the praise band up front on Sunday?
It confesses that what we're doing is more important than what God wants to give, that what we're up to is the most important thing, that we're the real show, and that what God wants to give has been sidelined. When you walk into a historic church, there's no question that what God is doing and giving is front and center and not being sidelined. It's all about the gifts of God for the people of God.
Well, can't we have the best of both worlds? A good, prominent place for the praise band to set up and do their thing, along with this emphasis that you've described upon Christ's sacrifice for us and how it is delivered to us in the Word and Sacrament.
No way. You know, our Lord God, he says, I'm a jealous God. He doesn't share his glory with others. And let's be clear, he's not talking about the glory being, you know, what we ascribe to him. His glory is what he wants to give to us. He will not share that with others. That wants to be the front center thing of what God is up to in the divine service. That's why we call it the divine service, because he is the one who in this service is the primary servant, and he wants nothing to get in the way of what he wants to give to his people. Historic Christian architecture and worship allows that to be front and center. No clouding of it with man's stuff.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Will Wheaton. What we're really saying, in spite of what we think we're saying, when we let the praise band take front and center on Sunday morning. Coming up in the next hour of the program, we're going to explore in some depth the best parts of Handel's Messiah during this ongoing Easter season. Dr. Joseph Hurl, Associate Professor of Music at Concordia University in Nebraska, will be our guest for the entire second hour of this Friday's program on May the 15th. There are congregations out there that are the backbone of support for Issues Etc. We call them the Issues Etc. 300, a growing number of congregations that have chosen very graciously and generously to support Issues Etc. in their mission or advertising budgets to the tune of at least $1,000 a year. We call them the Issues Etc. 300, and your congregation can be one of them. Just go to our website tonight, issuesetc.org, click promote. You'll find information there that you can print out and take to your congregation when you ask them to join the Issues Etc. 300. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., Handel's Messiah with Dr. Joseph Hurl. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.